consulting is the greatest career on earth. And if you go all the way, it's a $30 million career while you on the way live in luxury. So don't miss out on your chance. You cannot lose by applying. There's no risk involved. All that can happen is you might not be accepted, but that's it. It's the greatest chance you got. So apply. But the thing is, you gotta do this right. You will not get in just because of your sheer amazingness and intelligence if you don't sell it the right way and if you don't do the process the right way and you don't prepare. I studied law and I came out really well. My grades were great. But what did I do? I always tell people I did not study law. I studied exam tactics. People spend so much time learning law, they forgot to learn how to take this exam. And it's a very different things. If you study how to take an exam versus you study law, I know people who spend 2 years preparing for an exam. These are really large exams. And they failed. Why? Because they did not take the time to understand how the exam is structured and how the exam works. I'll do a simple example. I did test exams and then I compared it with solutions. And I saw that these solutions use way less words than I did. So I practiced using the minimum amount of words to say what I wanted to say. And that gave me enough time to think in the exam, whereas the others were all writing all these unnecessary words. Okay, so that's an example of what I mean by you have to understand what the exam is about and how you can hack it. And this is what this podcast is about. I will teach you how to get in there. I will not teach you how to be brilliant because you already are brilliant. You just have to sell it. And listen up. I'm a very average guy and I got in. And you know what? I even got in twice because after 2 years I quit. I traveled the world for 2 years. Then I had no more money. I reapplied. I went through the interview process again and I got in again. So I'm one of the few people on this planet who ever got into McKinsey twice. So listen to me. Okay, I know how to do this. And I also know that because I coach a lot of people to get in there, that most of them fuck it up for the most simple reasons. Okay? So be coachable, listen, and execute. Great, thanks. The last four episodes, I posed questions to you that you hopefully filled out that prepare you to write a decent CV. Now you've got all these highlights of your amazingness in front of you. Take them, look at them again, take a highlighter, take more notes to them, find out which ones are the best, find out which ones are the most sparkling, what is really the essence of you. And then you start with these. You, of course, take one of the templates. I think Harvard Business School publishes a template, Stanford publishes a template. They all roughly look the same. And of course, you take the structure of your life, academic, work, other activities, skills. But the way you set it up is you want at every station where you have been, your different universities and so on, you want to find one aspect that made you stand out. The CV should read that at every station where this person has been, he was in some form of way, he stood out. And there always is something how you stood out, okay? Don't say you didn't. You always did. Even if it was small, this is about communication. Remember? It's about giving this picture that wherever you went, you moved the needle, you led people, You did something, you showed that you're smart, and you did show this at every station. You're not dumb, okay? You're just not allowing yourself to put this on your CV. Good. So now you go about it. You always say, worked here and there. And then instead of putting meaningless descriptions of your work, you put one or two highlights. That's it. Don't give them a description of what you did there. Analyzed data. Yeah. I even had somebody who said, pulled aircraft in and out of the hangar. I mean, how relevant is that to a consulting application? Okay. Only stuff that is relevant to the firm you're applying to goes into the CV. Not anything else. Every line of the CV is valuable, is scarce. You've got only one page. You think, if this is, do I really need this line for this shit? Or could I put some more amazingness in there? You only do the highlights. This is your advertising copy. And then also listen to the podcast about syntax. The way you phrase this amazingness is always, you start with the impact and then you say how you did it. Increased revenues by 200%. Sorry, increased revenues 200% by implementing a new social media advertising strategy. Sorry, by designing and implementing. You always design and implement. Always show both. A social media strategy. Or increased enrollment by 80% by setting up 10 networking events. Okay, you always start with what was the impact. Persuaded the board to a new strategy based on an analysis of 60,000 complaints that I geo-tagged. Okay, you start with the impact, then how you did it. Good. And then, when you got this, you join our Facebook group, which has the same name as this podcast, Get a Job at McKinsey, BCG Bain. And in there, you post your CV for review. And also, you can ask me if I do a review with you. This is typically half hour video conference, but it is live streamed to the group. So you have to be willing to share A, your CV, and B, my normally very harsh criticism, but it's for the better. I typically turn around your CVs completely and make them into amazing documents. So join the group. If you want me to review it, hit me up or post it in the group. There's amazing people in there. There's people in there who've already made it into the interviews. They will share their experience. We're having a lot of fun in there. And this is your key, your ticket to the most amazing career on earth. Okay, show it to me. Bring it on. And I know that most of you listen to this and they never execute. And that's the problem. Okay, I've given you the exact way to do it, but you're not executing. You're sitting there and you're saying, oh, I'm so busy with my learning for this exam. By the way, where the grades don't even go into the application anymore because they're only coming out later. You're sending out your application now. I'll write my CV. I'll do it real quick in the evening. Okay? You're fucking it up. Because this is the most important document you will ever send out. And you should spend days refining it and making it a fine piece of advertising copy. And I tell you, you will get in. These are just humans there. And they need to find the people to staff their projects. So they want you, but you have to actually present yourself. So I don't want to hear any excuses. And I know that most of you write shitty CVs. Why do I know it? Because I only get shitty CVs. Pretty much any CV I review is shitty. It is written with the wrong mindset, without listening to the podcast before, without doing the work. So do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it. It is your one chance to an amazing career, and you're not even investing a day or two into preparing this document and making it perfect. And I don't want to... Here's another thing. A consultant has a radar for the smallest of typos, double spaces. A consultant sees a double space. I see a double space on a page in one glance. That's because our slides have to be perfect. If you present to a board of directors or publicly listed company, there is not going to be a typo on the page. Otherwise, you're toast. So we have, over time, we develop this. We cannot stand a typo anywhere. This is just, it's not because we're weird. It's because if you have a difficult discussion and you have an opponent in the audience, he will stand up and say, sorry, there's a typo on your slide. And then you say, yeah, no, okay, there's a typo here. And then he says, yeah, but I mean, if there's a typo here, maybe your numbers are also wrong. I really can't trust this whole thing. And you're toast. So that's why, okay? So we're not weird, because it's necessary for the job. So alignment, font sizes. Please have somebody else who's maybe more tidy than you review this. Show it to many people. Make them ask your classmates to go over it. Somebody who's really neat. And one last thing about formatting. Don't fill the fucking page with 9-point writing all over it. It's too dense. You can't read it. Leave some space and air in there. Choose a larger font. Use your best highlights. If you want to see my CV, I mean, my CV is large print, and it's just boom, 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 boom. If you want to know more about me, talk to me. It is just really playing the aces, been here, been there, done this, done that, thank you. This is the way to go about this. This is not an exam where the more you write, the more points you get. List as many countries in Africa as you know. Okay, this is not this type. List as many work experience. Oh, I got 5 work experiences. I'll put all 5 of them on there. No, if they're not relevant, don't put them on there. Leave some space. And make your story jump off the page. Okay, join us in the Facebook group, and we'll talk about this more there and go through examples on videos so that you can actually see some examples of what I mean. Good. I'll switch this off this way.